Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
Welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 72, Nathan Slammons. You know, Nathan is the apple did not fall far from the tree with Nathan's whole family. And, you know, we all know his uncle, Andy Slammons. And Nathan is just as smart, you know, just as kind. What a great guy. Just so exciting to hear his past. Although he's a young man, he's really accomplished a lot. And he made a pretty cool choice. And I would say that, you know, those of us on the end of our careers have lots of regrets. And what's cool about Nathan is he made his choice up front so he doesn't have that regret. And I think that's really neat, and we have a really great story about it. So let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. And, man, I'm excited about tonight's guest because I know him personally. I know his uncle personally, and just one of the nicest, smartest kids. I'm going to call him a kid because I have kids older than him. I could say that. Nathan Slammons. Welcome, Nathan.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Man, I'm just so excited to live vicariously through your story because, you know, your Uncle Andy and I, we chat all the time, and it keeps me abreast of what you're doing. And it's just incredible to see somebody, you know, young. You're 23, so you're young.
Yes.
But you're so accomplished already and so focused and so intentional. He tells me your dad's that way. Is that an environmental thing for you?
I would say so. My dad's very driven and has a strong work ethic. He's a executive at a large company. So I would say a lot of that's environmental. And probably where I get some of my drive from is definitely from there.
Well, you see it in Andy, right?
Yeah.
And I know, you know, you've got a couple uncles. And so I understand that there's a lot of success in that family. Even though there's different careers, it seems like that must have been a great set of grandparents for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think all of them, you know, all of them would say that same thing. They grew up in a good environment. I definitely saw that growing up. They were great grandparents. So, yeah, all four of them either have some kind of, you know, their own business or have really been working hard at some kind of business relationship throughout their career. So I think they all have a good background in that. And it's been good growing up around that as well for me.
Well, and you went to college. Now, what's your degree in?
My degree was in finance. So I went 4 years, Michigan State University, and got my degree in finance from there.
Was it your decision? Were you kind of led that way?
No, that was my decision. Are you talking about the school or the actual degree?
Well, kind of both. I mean, you know, I know you have an uncle who's an entrepreneur. Were you led? Was it just assumed you're going to college? Let me ask it that way. Let me get there to the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, it was assumed I was going to college, I would say. My parents had, you know, kind of had that goal for us to, you know, I wouldn't say that they'd be disappointed if we weren't, but they definitely had, you know, set that aside for us to kind of lead us on that path. My dad has his master's from Indiana, or he went to Indiana University. And he thought that was important for us. Originally, I was a marketing major kind of going in. So I knew that I felt that I wanted to do something business related, but I think that's just because of what my dad had done just watching him. I wasn't quite sure where I wanted to take that. And so it was my second year of college that I switched over to finance. And we had a close family friend who was a financial advisor near where I was located. And so that kind of took me from there to working with him. And I don't know if we'll get into that, I'm sure. But I was working with him. But that didn't really influence my decision. I kind of just felt like finance was a good field. It was something, you know, smart people were in finance, and I wanted to do that. So it wasn't really a huge reason that I did finance particularly.
Well, you seem to be a very good marketer, too. So you obviously still picked up something in that degree, you know, 1 year concentrate. I guess in your first year, you're really not concentrating on anything, right? You're trying to get your general stuff done. But you still have a marketing influence because it clearly comes across.
Yeah, I think that's originally why I was kind of driven towards that. My dad was a marketing major as well. And I was doing marketing classes just throughout college. You know how you take those classes throughout. So, mm-hmm. so I feel like I still have a good presence in that. And so the reason why I switched, I can't honestly tell you why I switched from marketing to finance, except that I just felt like that would be a better career option, basically, was what it came down to at the time.
Mm. Okay, and so now we're on the other side of that.
Exactly.
You're not doing it.
Exactly.
You know? But, I guess I try to tell people that. Don't make a decision for the rest of your life. I think that's the big mistake. I'm an accountant by trade, so my undergrad's in accounting. Mm-hmm. And so I can translate that to anything, though. You know, it's a foundational, you know, it's like business, like marketing, even like finance. You know, you're not making a decision for the rest of your life. You don't have to be a financial advisor, right? You're proof of that.
Yeah.
What would your parents have said if you wanted to go for entrepreneurship as a degree?
As a degree, I think they would have been fine with that. I was kind of always like the active, crazy kid. I have two brothers, and I was definitely like the most hyper of them growing up. I was always asking questions. I couldn't sit still very well, and I was kind of out there. So I think my mom definitely would have said, you know, wouldn't have been surprised and would have supported that.
I think that we're heading to that as a society. You know, I mean, I think we need to encourage more people to think about. I know more schools are offering it. You know, they're even talking about offering it in high school now.
Yeah.
Because it's an issue, right?
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like, you know, in hindsight, of course, looking back, it just would have been, you know, much more exciting to me if there would have been more opportunity for that in high school and as I got into college as well.
Mm. Well, now we're married. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, yeah.
And there's a parent-to-be. Is that rumor true?
That is true, yeah. So we got married back in July of 2015, and not too long after that.
Magic.
Yeah, magic happened, and we are expecting June of 2016. So right around the corner here, it's coming up faster than I can believe, and baby's kicking, and all is well.
So you've had, I mean, just an incredible, just about a year, because you decided to become a full-time Amazon seller. And what I'm going to do is I want to take a break. And when we come back, what I want to do is I want to talk to you about what would drive somebody with a degree in finance who has an incredible, promising career in financial advising, right? You did. You had a book of business. You have a mentor. I mean, you're really doing really big things. But there was something there. And I want to understand it because I love the fact that you found it now as opposed to 30 years later. So I want to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, it's early in 2016. You just came off a slamming fourth quarter 2015. You're sitting on a boatload of cash, and you're thinking, I want to do something for my business. I want to grow. Start looking at an end foundation. Look at them as building blocks. Build, build, build. Change your categories. Think about gated categories, specifically shoes and clothing. YourSourcedInventory.com, that's what they focus on. You'll get a list every single day of the week, Monday through Friday, and they're going to give you leads for about 10 items that are in the shoes and clothing, and even dipping into the sports and outdoor category, which is great. These are all gated categories. Listen to some of these ranks. In October, the average shoe rank was $7,571 for $29 profit, a return of investment of 88%. December, 11,000 ranking, profit of $32, 83% ROI. Think about that. Profit of $32. What's your average selling price? Imagine what your average selling price would jump to. In clothing, ranking in October, $6,800, profit of $1,488. But listen to this, ROI of 109%. What could you do to get that 109% return? You got to join YourSourcedInventory.com. We use it as foundational in our business. We think you should too. YourSourcedInventory.com. All right, I knew you would enjoy this interview. So in this segment, we're going to spend some time talking about, you know, how Nathan's business has been going, and he's done some private label himself, and he's done a lot of pretty good things. But what's kind of cool about these guys is they have this Slamazon Bros. Now, if you are new to Amazon and you want to get a jump start, this is a course I would recommend. If you are an experienced Amazon seller and you want to get an edge, you want to go up another level, which you really need to do. You got to get past that $30,000 a month mark. You got to get over it. That's when you start making money. this is a good course for that. If you've been thinking about private label and you're not sure where to start, this is a great course for that. It's, I think he said $700. He'll tell you in here the price. I don't remember what it was. I think it was $697 or something like that. But it's only good until the 28th, I believe it is, of February. That's the last time you can register. So you've got just a few days. It's been out there for a while and a bunch of other groups. So if you've already made your decision, awesome. If not, I have a link. I'd love you to go through that link. But I think, again, you got to sit back and think of where you are. And, you know, these guys are going through. You can do it at your own leisure. You go back and say, wait, I want to do that again. I'm not sure how to do that. I'm not sure how to do that. And what's cool with this is you actually get an hour of coaching with these guys, the real guys. It's not through a VA. It's not through an expert or what have you. It's these guys. And so it's either going to be Nathan or Andy. And I highly recommend, because I know them both personally and have been through a ton of their stuff. So let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back and we're talking with Nathan Slammons. And before the break, we were running through his early years and how he came to basically be a financial advisor, right? So he got out of college. Now you get married. Wife's pregnant. But during that period of time, now you started selling a few years ago, so it's not like you haven't been doing this. Was Andy's success, your uncle Andy Slammons, was his success influencing you in some ways, do you think?
In some ways, and my own success as well as I got into it, I think was influencing me as well. So yeah, I'll go back just a little bit. So probably a couple of years, three to four years ago now, while I was still in college living with my parents, we had my crazy uncle, right, Andy Slammons, and his family come and stay with us. And the whole time he was with us, my uncle keeps going on and on and on about how he is selling on Amazon and selling this, selling that, and products are just flying out of the warehouse. And while he was with us, you know, he was going to our local thrift store, and he was coming back with plush toys and clothes and other things. And we were all saying, man, he's kind of nuts. And he's telling me the whole time, Nathan, you need to do this. You'd be perfect at this. You're good with computers and tech stuff. And I already had an Amazon account that I just used to sell college textbooks in the past. You know, a lot of people just have an account but don't really get into big into selling. So that was kind of the start of it for me. And when he first did that, I kind of brushed it off. I was like, ah, Andy, you're crazy. You know, like he'll be done with this in 3 months or whatever. So I unfortunately waited until the next start of the year, after Q4, and Andy came back, you know, of course was blowing up everyone with his Q4 numbers that year. And after seeing that, of course, I kind of got a little, I don't know, Amazon envy, is that a real thing?
It sounds like you could phrase that.
I think Amazon envy is a real thing probably. So I started in January then of that next year after hearing about it back in the summer before, but not jumping on it. And then from there, it kind of took off. And by that summer, I was a senior at Michigan State at that time. I was going to school full time. I was working part time as a financial, intern with a financial advisor. And then I had Amazon going as my side hustle or whatever you want to call it.
And what were you selling then? Was it just retail arm mostly at that point?
It was retail arm to start, so buying retail stores. And then I really moved, and this is where I started to shine, I feel like, into online arbitrage.
Right.
And I felt like I kind of hit my stride at that point because, one, I don't think there was as many online arbitrage sellers at that point. But that I was kind of in my element at that point. I was good with computers.
Well, let me ask you this question. When did you use your first computer?
I used my first computer?
Yeah, think back. I mean, as far back as you can remember, you remember using one when you were little?
Yeah, I remember playing video games with my older brother when I was, first grade or something, something.
Okay, so that's what, first grade six, seven?
Sure, yeah, somewhere around that age.
Okay, so here's perspective for you. Okay, so me being probably as old as your dad, right? We didn't see computers in our high school till the year I graduated high school. Now think about that, right? So you've grown up knowing nothing else but computers. Us got through high school without them. And so that skill, that natural ability that you have, it's just second nature to you. That's why you just naturally gravitate. I just think that that's so important to recognize the difference from somebody like you and somebody like your Uncle Andy, right? Because he had the same, he's a little bit younger than I am, but not much. And so that is amazing for somebody your age today. I mean, it's just one of those natural things. And I just think that's really important for people to remember that sometimes, because us older folks, I hate to keep saying that, we struggle sometimes because it's like, man, how did the hell do these kids pick this right up? But you know no better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And I think that's Andy and I have made kind of a great team here recently, just because he's great to work with. He's got that fiery enthusiasm, and I've been able to bring some of this tech help to him as well. It's been helpful to bring that together.
That was our conversation this morning, is that your skill set and his just marry so perfectly because of that. So, okay, so I don't want to stop you there. I want to make that point, because I just think it's so important that's why it's just so easy for you. I mean, it's just natural. Plus, you have a natural skill. But I'm just saying is that's second nature to you. I love that.
Yeah, so at that time, I think online arbitrage was where I hit my stride. I started selling, you know, 20 to 30,000 sales a month I was seeing. That was in my first year. So I kind of felt like I was separating myself from not being a complete, you know, beginner anymore. I was kind of hitting numbers that other people had been selling longer than me.
Full-time. Yeah. You're hitting full-time numbers part-time.
Yeah, part-time and going to school and, you know, doing everything else that you do. Having a girlfriend girlfriend at that time, everything else.
That's when it goes downhill. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I understand.
So, and then towards the end of that year, I also started helping people with ungating and restricted Amazon categories. So that was really good, because it just added another element to the Amazon scene or the entrepreneur scene.
And you crushed it for a while there. I mean, before they opened up the gating, you know, before now it's everybody can just get ungated. Back then, I mean, you crushed it. You opened a lot of accounts for people, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd say there's a solid year there where I was able to help people pretty well. And it really, I feel like, was a good service. People, obviously, everyone kind of heard about it because it was something people needed. I feel like I provided a high level of service. I didn't have really any dissatisfied customers. People liked the process. I try to get them in and out quick. So that was good, because that just that goes right along with the whole, you know, being fluent with computers and everything. But I was able to help people with that, understanding spreadsheets and flat files. So a lot of people, even if you've been selling for a while, a lot of people don't really understand that. One, because you don't necessarily need to, which was kind of the silly part about, you know, the whole ungating process. But just understanding that, and it still can be good for listing and other things, but understanding that was helpful in making that business grow.
Love it. And I think you're right. I think it's just a natural progression as you go along. And the other thing is, I think your reputation, you gained a reputation for good quality service, and that's going to serve you now as you go forward into the coaching side of things. Okay, so we're now at the place where you're still part-time, but you're really cranking.
Mm-hmm.
When did you accept the full-time job in the financial services?
So that was, trying to remember here now. There was actually two levels to it. As soon as I was done with college, I accepted a full-time position. And I was kind of like almost like in legal, how there's a paralegal. I was almost like a para financial planner.
Because you have to take licenses, right? There's a million licenses.
Correct. Yep. So in that summer, I was going through all kinds of licensing and testing, and I did all those. So there was a Series 7 and 66, and anyone who's familiar with those are pretty intensive exams where you have to study for hours and hours and take these intensive tests. So I did all those. I was able to pass all of them and become fully licensed. So in February of 2015, then, I became fully licensed and then accepted a, you know, full financial advisor position with the company.
Where was your heart at that point? I mean, you know, as you're thinking about this, right? Thinking back, we have the luxury of looking backwards.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a high. You know, you get the Amazon high, right?
Yeah.
You know, selling, buying, finding things. And at that point, you weren't doing private label yet. Did you have your first private label product yet or no?
Actually, no. No, I did not.
Okay. So you were still, though, just knocking out of the park, doing full-time numbers, part-time. And then you go to this work, and you have – I'm sure there's a self-accomplishment for passing those giant tests because they're massive. But where was there a point in the road yet? Did it start early, that early, do you think, your heart being separated from your work?
Yes, I would say it was even further back than that, but here was the struggle. So I'm sure I'll lay this out, and it'll probably make sense, but the biggest struggle was, you know, I had gone to college for 4 years to be a finance major. I had spent probably almost that whole time, probably my second year, I started interning at that same place, so as a financial advisor intern. I went through all the testing and licensing to become a fully licensed advisor. So it was all kind of, you know, strung together, and in that process, as I was getting into it, it was kind of like I had gone this far that it gets to a place where you're kind of stuck in a path, and it's hard to get out of that because you tell yourself, especially after taking those intensive tests, you know, you've worked too hard for this now to turn around. So the struggle really was whether or not I was going to embrace and accept the entrepreneur call, or if I was just going to continue on what I had been doing, and kind of suppress Amazon and suppress my entrepreneur call. Because, you know, it was coming to a point where I had to choose one.
Okay. Yeah, because you wouldn't do either one well. You'd do them both, but you wouldn't do either one well. Right?
Exactly.
Logically.
Yeah.
So at that point, that was about a year ago, you would say?
I would say about a year ago when I went full time. You know, I kind of told myself, push through this. You know, this is what you need to do. So I was telling myself, keep going with it. But I still had that kind of in my heart that I was suppressing the struggle to, you know, is this what I want to do for the next 30, 40, 50 years, whatever.
And that's the struggle, right? And so, because I'm on the other end of that, mm-hmm. right? A lot of us are where we made those career choices back in the day of your parents, right? Mm-hmm. You went into a career, you were in that career for life. Back even a little bit earlier, you went into a job and you worked for a company and you were in that company for life, right? It's 30 or 40 years, like you said, and then you get a pension.
Yeah.
So the fact that you made the decision before that happened is a big deal. Did you seek counsel or... I mean, you know, your now wife, was she involved in the decision or was she, you know, what did she think back then?
Definitely. She was a big support and
that's,
for that.
That's cool.
So that was great. She kind of saw that I would come home and, you know, I was excited to talk about Amazon with other people and I was working hard on other, you know, businesses and other things. And she knew that how hard, because I've been with her now for eight years. So we actually... Okay. Kind of started dating freshman year of high school, sort of kind of high school sweethearts. But so she saw the entire process, has known me for a long time and saw me go through school and take all these tests and work hard for that. And she supported me through all that too. But once we got married and we were living together, she kind of saw a little bit closer as well, maybe where my heart was. And she was a big support in, you know, telling me that I needed to do what I was going to be happy with, you know, going forward as far, and that this was a big decision. I was only 22 at the time, that I didn't need to lock myself in. Cause I did kind of get that mindset where, you know, I'm locked in. And so she was instrumental in helping me, or supporting me in making that decision.
Hmm. I interviewed Deborah Conrad and she said something that was so profound when she said it. I was like, oh my God, it was so good. Your eternal light will eventually lead you in the right direction. And I'm like, ooh, man, that was deep.
That is deep.
And she said that was as deep as it was going to get. Yeah. And actually she got a lot deeper, but it's just so strong. And so the fact that you could see that light early on. So I want to make sure I'm clear on this. When you came home, you were talking about Amazon, not about financial services, correct? Not that you were negative on the other one, but you were excited when you were talking about Amazon. Maybe I'll say it that way. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say. It wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that I disliked the financial so much. It was just that I wasn't as passionate, nearly as passionate as when I was talking.
Okay, that's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess, you know, the advice would be is that if this is exciting, and especially after you've done it for a couple of years, because it gets old too when you start dealing with returns and all the rest of that nonsense, right? Because this isn't all, you know, unicorns and rainbows. There are problems. But if you still have that passion, that should be a little bit of a hint of where that light is taking you direction-wise, right?
I would feel so. And beyond even Amazon, I would still say that I feel just where we are and the opportunities that we have, especially as I get into private label and other things, I still feel, you know, maybe I don't know what's going to happen over the next 40 years or whatever, but over the next 5, 10 years, I feel like there's still just so much opportunity out there and so much growth that I feel excited to be, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that. And I just feel like I want to take that opportunity to continue being a part of that.
Well, and you're trailblazing in a couple ways. Like your uncle always says, we are at the beginning stages. It's not even really getting started, mm-hmm. and we're so fortunate to be able to be in on there. And you, as a young man, with an education like you have, and an Amazon education, 3 years in Amazon, you're a long-termer.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, you really are, and you hit some really good sales numbers that, again, a lot of full-time sellers have not hit, so that's a big deal. Now, you have your own private label products that you sell, that you've done on your own. Did you get the influence from Andy for that, or did you push yourself through that?
You know, I was part of Andy's course, so Andy's helped many, many sellers successfully bring private label products to the marketplace, and I was in his course. So I did get some support from this course that has a ton of great information. And then I did kind of run some of my products through him. But they were pretty much, I kind of just buckled down and decided that, you know, I saw his success. I saw other people doing it, and I told myself I could do this too. So I got into it, and I ran my products by him, but largely did it on my own, following some of his advice and videos and all that he has involved with that. But I largely did it on my own, made some of the mistakes on my own that most people do, you know, their first time through, and then was able to bring it to the marketplace. And now I have, I think, 7 separate listings that are all private label products that are doing well.
That's incredible. I mean, you know, I know he's so proud of you, and you know, just it's just so cool because it's a testimony that, you know, you put your head down and do the work, right? I mean, that's really what it came down to, right? You have to do the work.
Yeah.
There are no shortcuts. Right. And I shouldn't say that. There actually are a couple new shortcuts because there are people that will help you in places, you know, like the guy who's in China that can actually go and look at the factory to make mm-hmm. sure it's real and all that jazz. That didn't exist a couple of years ago. Those might be shortcuts, but still, you still have to put your head down and get through that process. I think that you fight your way through. I imagine the 7th one was a lot easier than the first one or two, correct?
Correct. The first is the hardest. I think that's probably obvious. But right. Actually, the 2nd one, I pretty much was going on the 2nd one before the 1st one was had hardly even hit the marketplace. So the 1st one, I would say, was a little shaky just because I hadn't gotten my research process down pat like I should have. I probably didn't go through Andy's videos quite as well as I should have. But as soon as I got to the 2nd one, the 3rd, 4th, 5th were much, much easier. You start to get a groove and start to get an idea of how the process works.
Well, it's intimidating in the beginning, correct? I mean,
yeah.
It really is.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's intimidating to work with people overseas that you don't know, you know, exactly who it is, unless you do work with some of these people who can check it out and authorize the authenticity of a manufacturer. But still, you're dealing with people overseas. You're, you know, investing a lot of time and energy into a specific product, so unlike retail arbitrage where you go to the store and pick up a couple products, you know, this is a lot more meaning to it. You care much more about, you know, not aside from just the money investment, you know, you care about this product because it's your own brand. It's almost like having your name attached to it. There's a little bit more to it that you feel attached to the product. So it can be intimidating at first, though, definitely. I think we always say that, you know, if you don't, whether you take a course or read a book or watch videos or whatever, you know, reach out to someone or, you know, make sure you do your research because there is a lot involved with it, but there are resources out there now that can help make it much simpler. And like we've been saying, they can help, if nothing else, cut the learning curve. Andy's been saying a lot of times that he feels like what took him 6 months to learn just 2 years ago definitely can get cut down to, thankfully, you know, a month or less now with a lot of the resources that are available.
Yeah, and because, A, the technology's improved, even in 6 months, mm-hmm. it really has, you know. I think the industry has tightened down on a lot of the sketchy companies, you know, with that Gold Star and the stuff that you could do on Alibaba. I mean, it really has really, it's improved. I mean, it just really has, and it really makes a big difference.
Yeah, and I would say there's still so much you have to be careful about, Andy and I both always tell, you know, try to help people. That's one of the things we help with a lot is, you know, being careful with your negotiations and who you work with, but definitely it I feel like too that they're trying to crack down on that.
Yeah. Okay, so you've now went full time. You're really not doing ungating anymore, right? Because that's kind of just kind of went away.
Correct. Yeah, I'm not doing much ungating. I still help people with their businesses, so I'm still involved with helping sellers in different ways. I do some account review type things. I help some coaching type areas. So I still consider myself someone that, you know, I sell, of course, and then I also help try to improve people's businesses in other ways as well.
Well, it is so exciting. What do you think, you know, looking back at your college degree and looking back at the financial services business that you were in, what skills, what tools, what focus comes from that that you're able to apply into the business that you're in now?
Yeah, so I would say I'd still say that I learned a lot, more so from the internship and the job that I had even for that short time than college. Of course, it's hard to pinpoint all the lessons and things you learn in college. I'm sure there was a lot I've learned, but you know, now I would say, you know, if I just could have gotten to Amazon during that time, you know, where would my business be? Of course, but I'm sure I learned tons from there, but I would say even more so from the internship and the financial advising role that I had in the office, even more so. I was working with a very accomplished professional financial advisor who was in a mentorship role for me as well, which did make leaving that all the more difficult. But he taught me a lot of really great lessons, just, you know, between, you know, how to approach each day, you know, the way to approach each day.
Well, talk about that for a second. What did you learn?
Yeah, so, you know, almost every morning we would have, even if it was a 5-minute meeting, to just either, you know, really collect our thoughts, what we were going to accomplish that day, how we were going to. He was a firm believer in just staying positive. He was, I would say, a really ethical, great, trustworthy person. So I also find that in Andy now, working with him closely. He was really big on setting goals, you know, kind of. He every day had a checklist that had everything that needed to be done for the day. Written in black, and when it was done, it was crossed out in red. So he was very particular with that type of thing. So those are some of the types of processes or systems that I got down learning well.
Do you still use them? That's the question.
Yeah. So that was actually when I had trying to prepare, I was thinking, like, what's something that, you know, I do every day that I could say is like helpful. And I actually do write down on a piece of paper, you know, even if it's 4 or 5 things I need to get done today, and then I cross them out as I do it. So I actually, it seems simple, but it really keeps me focused and helps me, because I can easily get, I have trouble staying focused sometimes just because my brain's kind of bouncing all over the place.
Wait till you get older, it gets worse.
Yeah. So I think this is, and I kind of found myself getting that way when I first went full time. So it was, you know, I didn't do it right away, but within a couple of weeks, I was like, wait, I need to start doing this again. That was a good practice. And it's really helped me stay focused.
Hmm. You know, Andy was telling me, as you guys were developing the course that you helped him put together, he's like, man, he is a taskmaster. He is grinding me. He is making me do things. He said, you kept him on task. And I knew that was something that you brought for him, that discipline. I think it's worked well. I think that's done very well. Okay, so that's a great segue into, you guys aren't busy enough, you and Andy. I know he is. And if you don't know Andy Slamets, he's my first interview. Go back and listen to it. And I'll put a link in it. But I think most people know him. And Andy is a private label expert, and he has a courses and coaching that he does on private label. But the thing that you guys did was a video series. And what interests me more about the course that you guys are offering, I mean, there, of course, is a private label focus to it, segment. But it's also, hey, I want to get started selling on Amazon. And to hear two experienced sellers talk about it, it's, you could start in the beginning, never having an account, right?
Correct, yes.
An intermediate, or if you're doing well and you want to do really well, there's an advanced ability in this course. So it's really the whole gamut.
Yeah, that was the way we designed it. We call it the Jumpstart program. So, you know, the original intent was, you know, to jumpstart your business either from the ground level, like you were saying, or if you feel like you're kind of stagnating and you need a jumpstart to get into a new area of selling, it's also great for that. So it goes through the Amazon basics. Even there's a section on creating your Amazon or registering your Amazon account. And if you've already done that, you can, of course, just skip past that section. But it covers the Amazon basics. It covers essential Amazon tools. So, you know, there's just so many great tools and software and services out there. But we just cover some of those. That's specific to really just to Amazon selling in general. So things that will help you just understanding the Amazon bestseller rank. So we feel that everyone, no matter, you know, how you acquire your inventory, you need to be really familiar with the bestseller rank. So that might be a little more beginner level, but we hit on that hard and other tools that will help you, and then more advanced tools as well. And then we go through the entire private label process. So it from start to finish, basically how you find products, how you negotiate for those products, how you bring them to the marketplace, and then how you build brand awareness so that people, you know, are actually purchasing your product and finding it on Amazon. And then we even cover in the program basics for wholesale and online sourcing, not as in detail as private label, but we do cover the basics for those, and we feel that those are still great sources of revenue for people. Both Andy and I do online sourcing and wholesale still, and throw retail arbitrage or retail sourcing there as well. So we kind of designed this to be, you know, Andy calls it a one-stop shop for those who haven't done anything yet. And the reason was we have a Slamazon Bros Facebook group where we're bringing together a lot of sellers at all different levels. So we have a lot of new sellers, and people were coming to us almost daily just saying, hey, how do we get started at a deeper level? You know, because we talk about stuff in our group, but they were coming to us with specific questions. And so we were sending them all over the place. We were sending them here for retail sourcing, here for online, here for wholesale, and you know, Andy for private label. So to really just bring that all together, that was the intent with the Jumpstart program.
Well, and I think you've done a great job at it. You know, and as I'm looking at it, right, mm-hmm. and I'll have a link. So, I mean, it'll really be impressive when you see it. You got video lessons, right? So you have recorded. I know you were the taskmaster on him.
Yeah.
He kept telling me, he's got me on this video again this morning, Steve. And so you've created all the videos, which is there, and people can look at them at their leisure and go back and look at them. To me, that's so important because sometimes I've got to look at things two or three times to get it, or I finally get it two videos later and I have to go back. And so the ability to do that's a big deal. I also love the mastermind group because, you know, if you and I both watch something, we're going to interpret it a little bit different. And the fact that I can come back and ask a stupid question is very helpful because I know, you know, nobody wants to ask those questions, but that mastermind group gives you the place that you can have those kind of conversations, right?
Yeah, I think the mastermind group is going to bring, you know, more value than you can even, you know, tell from initially looking at this, because it's going to be, like you said, the place that you can come to and ask specific questions. So the course is going to be great for getting the foundation down, getting the basics, and learning the process. But now when it comes to real life, when it comes to actually, you know, going to Alibaba and ordering from a manufacturer, or, you know, using Jungle Scout or ASIN Inspector or whatever it is to find products, and you get stuck somewhere, this isn't just a screen that you're looking at that you can't ask questions to. Now you come to the mastermind group, which is just going to be Andy and I in a community of sellers, and you can ask specific questions that's going to be personal to you. So that's why we were excited about the mastermind group. We think it's going to be great no matter what level you are at, just because you can ask those specific questions.
Love it. Again, I think it's a safe place because people, you know, they get in certain places, you'll get attacked if you ask a silly question.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're asking that question, that means others have it. That's at least how most of the questions I ask you, I know other people have the same questions and I try to answer them because I know they're having the same thoughts. I love the advanced training webinars. Now, you just held one. Now, you held one yesterday, a webinar. How many people were signed up for that?
We had 500 people sign up for that webinar. I think
it's incredible.
I think we had over 200 that actually attended live, and people were popping in and out because it ended up being, I think, a 2.5-hour-plus webinar. We were answering questions for a good hour at the end. That was specific to product research. So we really just hit everyone with one of the ways that we research private label products. And a lot of the people that were in that webinar hadn't even gotten started with private label yet, but I think it really gave them a good look at how you could go about researching private label and some of the tips and hints and tricks that are involved with that. So that was a really great webinar. And then recently we also did a webinar on account health and feedback. And so those are the types of expert Amazon, you know, webinars that we're going to do that's going to be involved with that as well.
And I think, again, you know, it helps, you know, I figured this piece out, I'm ready with this, now I can get to that next piece. And that intensity, we're a place where I can ask a question too. I love that too. But then you're going to give a one-on-one coaching call. Talk about that.
So the one-on-one coaching call is, if you're looking at the program, for anyone that does follow that link and goes to our website, we have the base Jumpstart program and then the premium program that we think has the, you know, just the most value for your package money there. That has a one-on-one coaching call that we think is going to be really valuable because you're going to have our full attention for an hour or longer, probably go longer even once we get talking. But you have our full attention, and that's really where we can take a look at where you're at in the entire process. It's going to be unique to you. You can ask us anything you want, so you can.
And it's you or Andy, or maybe both of you. But it's really. Oh, it's not going to be a VA in the Philippines or anything like that.
No, it's
real.
It's definitely us. It's going to be either, you know, video, Skype, face to face, or if you aren't comfortable with that, it's over the phone. Whatever you want. It's going to be really us. We're going to take a look at, you know, your business, where you're at in it, where you're getting stuck, and then help you set goals going forward, and just make sure that you're in the right direction.
And then how expensive is it? Because it says lock in at current prices. So what's the price?
Yeah, so the base Jumpstart program is $497. That covers the entire course, the video course. You get 2 months access or pay free access to the Mastermind group. You get those monthly live webinars in that group and the advanced expert Amazon interviews. So that's the base Jumpstart program. And then the premium version is $697. You get 6 months to the Mastermind group, and then you get that one hour of one-on-one coaching from Andy or I.
And that's where you can actually really look at my real numbers specific to me, and I can say, hey, look, here's what I'm doing, here's what's working, here's what's not. And you can look at my business, not, hey, here's how the business works in general. This is specific.
Exactly. That's going to be tailored to you. That's going to be tailored to where you're at, and, yeah, get just really – down and dirty, where you're at, where you're struggling, and how we can help you.
Okay, so let's make this claim. I want you to say it so people hear it. It says here, 30 back money back guarantee, no questions asked. It says, we are convinced this program will help you grow your Amazon business. However, this is however, if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, we will give your money back within the first 30 days, no questions asked. That real?
No questions asked. You ask for it, we'll give it to you. We
29 days in, I hate it, you know, it's not working for me, blah, blah, blah. You know, they never open up the thing, right? Never participate. But that's real. And I think that's so important because it's just, you know, it's a credibility issue again, right? You know, it's just so important to people know that you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. And that's a big deal to me, and I really appreciate that. And I know listeners appreciate that.
Sure. And we you know, maybe we're too trusting. I think Andy always credits himself with that as being too trusting. And I would say that he is sometimes too, but I think people value that. I value it with people. Andy actually opens up and shows people his Amazon seller account. He shows people the exact products that he is selling. And I don't know anyone else that does this type of training or coaching that actually does that, opens up their account to the public, basically. I mean, it's people that, you know, you're working with directly, but most people aren't willing to do that. So we try to bring that to the table. Andy, I think, is a standout example of that. I don't think you can find too many people that are willing to share that type of transparency.
No, what they show you is the silicone oven glove that everybody's sold and everybody's seen and say, oh, you could sell this too. And everybody, you know, nobody's selling it in a million years because there's 5,000 people selling the same thing. You know, and I can say this from truth. When Andy did his course, I did some bookkeeping for him. He had two people out of I don't know how many hundreds, probably close to 1,000 that went through the course that ended up getting a refund, and they weren't satisfied. It's just they had money problems because, you know, it takes money to invest in inventory, and he had to refund two people. And I remember that stood out to me. And of course he's like, oh, give them a full refund instantly. No question. They need the money.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And I'd always appreciated that. And, you know, that's just so cool. So it sounds like it's really getting strong and really going places. What else do you think that you'll be able to add into the future? Do you see a bigger vision for this going further out?
We do. So we're hoping that this Jumpstart program will be great for people, you know, coming in the future or something similar. There might be alternate versions to it. This specific program does close at the end of the week. So we have a registration close of February 28th on that. But there's going to be, you know, we're hoping to have some kind of resource that people are able to come into. But we do have a bigger vision for both Slamazon Bros and Andy and I. We hope to continue bringing valuable training programs to people that are going to help with private label and where we feel that's going to go next. And then we also have a couple services that are in the works basically that we want to bring to people that will basically be encompassed within Slamazon Bros. Much of it, if you go through our program, will just filter right to you, I'm sure. But then also just different things that will improve people's business, both from a learning standpoint and then also just from a business improvement, you know, similar to the ungating, not necessarily ungating, but services that will help people going forward. So we see that.
Right. You know, and I find the value in using services, and I use many services. I use an Amazon management account mm-hmm. for our Amazon account. I use a manager to manage our account because that's what they do, and they will pay attention to it. And, yeah, it costs some money, but you know what? Can't do it on my own right now. We just have too much. And so there's value. You buy time, as Harvey Specter says. I always buy time whenever I can, and that's when you see a good service, and they buy you time because that's the limit that I have in my business. So I appreciate that. I'm going to go back one more thing about the course. I love this, too. It says, you know, you're talking people out of the course. This is Andy. I know this is him. He's talking you out of the course. He's saying, hey, if you're expecting an instant success, this is not the course for you. Please don't take it. If you're not willing to invest your time, please don't take it. This is not a push button and a unicorn comes out, right? Mm-hmm. If this is, you're going to have to work. You're not willing to invest money. And if you think you're going to get an instant return, please don't take the course. I know that's Andy saying those things. And he's right, because some people have unreasonable expectations. You're not setting up unreasonable expectations because you're being honest right here, saying, yes, this is a business that you have to work at to be successful. But if you do the things that are necessary and you do all and you have everything lined up and you do the hard work, you too could be successful, right? That's really what you're saying.
Sure. And sometimes that's hard from, as we're trying to get this course out to people, because, you know, if you portray it as being all sunshine and unicorns, like you keep saying, sometimes that's easier for people to grab hold of. But we also feel that, you know, people then don't feel like they're, you know, they kind of feel like they got tricked into something. We definitely do not want anyone to feel that way. We feel Andy made a video before he was launching one of his programs where he gave, I think, 10 reasons why not to take his course. So this is kind of like that as well. We're telling people, you know, we really want to see you be successful. That's why we made this program, to help people be successful. So don't expect instant success overnight. There's people who are successful with their first private label product, or do, you know, hit it out of the park with online sourcing or wholesale right away. We're just saying, you know, don't expect that overnight. There's hard work is still probably number one on the radar of how you're going to make this work. But we really want to help people cut the learning curve. And if you feel, you know, if you're able to, if you're going to be able to purchase this and still have money left over for inventory, which is important as well, we feel like this is going to add tremendous value to you.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So February 28th is when the registration for this particular course ends. So, you know, this is going to be out just before then. You got a little bit of time. I'll have the link right on the bottom of the episode. This is episode 72. Check it out. Again, they offer a complete 30-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. Lock it in. Really think about it. The premium, unbelievable. Get to spend time with you two, unbelievable. So I mean that. Very, very impressed. Very, very cool. You definitely kicked him up a notch because of the technical stuff. It's amazing. The website looks great. Okay, so course is great. I love what you're doing. I see the value in it. Tell me what people can do. You know, are you still actively, you know, studying business? I mean, are you listening to podcasts or reading books to keep yourself sharp at this point? You got a lot going on, man. New marriage, a baby on the way. You got the business and you got this course and stuff like that. Are you still able to pull it back and keep yourself focused? If so, what are you using?
Sure. So yeah, it can get tough at times. I'll admit it. Just with so much going on. Andy and I do a weekly free show as well. Just the Slamazon Bros Live, we call it, every Wednesday at 2. So with that, I'm usually doing some kind of prep where I'm reading articles or watching things to help myself prepare for that. But a lot of it's just our Amazon experience as well. I continue trying to read books such as I just went through the 4-hour work week. So that's one a lot of people have heard of, you know. I'm trying to do things like delegate some of my processes to get better at, you know, sometimes I have trouble trying to do everything on my own. So I've been looking at VAs and trying to delegate things more as well. So I try to get into reading, not as much as I would like to, of course, but I continue. YouTube's my best friend. Probably I'm always on YouTube watching business videos and every kind of video. How to anything is YouTube usually. So that's kind of my area is, and helping Andy along with that as well. Like you said, I'm trying to push YouTube and just helping people that way as well.
It's just amazing the difference in the world today where you could, you know, instantly, you know, every time I got to do something to my car, boom, pull up a YouTube video. Exactly. How to, but it's just so amazing that technology is right at our fingertips. It's just so valuable, though. I mean, you don't have to, you know, you can get right to the point. So I love it. Okay. You know, the goal of this podcast is to help people move forward. And I think you've already helped a lot of people move forward, Nathan. I really mean that. Just so wise. 23 years old, people. 23 years old. And just listen to this. These are your competitors. But the goal is to help people move forward. So they're stuck at that $20,000 or $30,000 level. And of course, they could sign up for your course and they get past that. But give us a tip or trick that you think somebody can go out and put into their business today to help them move forward.
Sure. So yeah, the Jumpstart program we think would be helpful for people looking for that. But a real, aside from that, a meaningful like process improvement or something I think listeners can put into place. You know, I'm going to go out. This might seem... maybe it's not a process system, but it is relationship building. So this may seem funny, but I think it really can be just helpful. So I know myself, I can get away from this if I'm not careful. The busyness of life and of Amazon selling and everything, I can get away from this. The message box can take me a couple days to respond to or whatever. So hopefully anyone who's messaged me, don't be offended. But my challenge would be to everyone is to contact 3 people this week that you could learn from or every week. So if you aren't currently into private label, but you're interested in it, private message Andy Slams this week. Just message him, say, hey, Andy, I'm a current Amazon seller, or I haven't even started Amazon selling, but I want to be a private label seller. Can you, you know, give me a tip or steer me in the right direction? Now, not everyone you message is going to respond always because people are busy. But Andy probably will. Andy talks to everyone. He's a great guy. And Andy has taught me well that interacting with other smart sellers can really be beneficial for your business. So I would just challenge everyone to network, to make building relationships a priority and almost a process that you work on each week, because I really feel that it's a long-term strategy almost. Building relationships is a long-term strategy. So don't think of it as a time waster. Think of it as an investment in yourself and in your business.
He's 23. Oh, God, you're killing me, kid. I love it. Man, I'm just so thankful for you taking the time. I know, like I said, you got so much going on. I've been so fortunate to get to know Nathan over the last, I guess, 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to see you grow and to see where you're going. You know, I just... your family is just so incredible, and we're so fortunate to have you. Best way to get in touch with you. Now, I'm going to have links for Slamazon Bros. I'll have links for the Jumpstart program. I'm also going to have link. You guys have a Facebook group, Slamazon Bros, and you have the videos and the webinar, the weekly show, yep. And I can have links for all that. But you're also on Facebook, right? They can reach out to you there?
Yeah, so both Andy Slamons or me, Nathan Slamons, reach out to on Facebook. You can subscribe to Andy Slamons is the YouTube channel. That'll get you on the weekly shows. just reach out to us. SlamazonBros@gmail.com is maybe a temporary, but a good email address if you have specific question. But Facebook usually works. Andy and I are both on there every day, pretty frequently.
There you are. Man, I wish you nothing but success this year. I'm so excited about the course. I'm so excited to see people advance. Again, that's one of my passions, is to see people get past that point of stuck, and I just love the fact that you got it in one place where they can just move forward. Thank you so much. I wish you nothing but success. Can't wait to hear about the baby, and my best to your family.
Thanks, Steve.
Take care.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. I don't want to take anything away from Nathan, and because they're pitching his course, I'm just telling you, this is a smart dude. I think you can hear it. I'm impressed. He's 23 years old. 23 years old, and look at what he's done. It's amazing to see. Again, you know, I'm recommending the course, but you know, you can get this stuff for free. You don't have to sit through all this stuff. This stuff all exists out there. What you have to give is time. If you're going to pay for a course, make sure you get the value out of it, meaning that you get to buy time, right? As Mitchell Lee or Harvey Specter would say, buy time. You've got to jump ahead. You need to cut off the learning curve. You need to cut it down. And so this is an opportunity to do this. I have the links out on the website. I just think it's a great opportunity to go. But you only have until the 28th, and after that, that course is closed. But this will still be there. There's lots of free information out there too. So, hey, thanks for listening. ecommercemomentum.com. This episode is 72. I'll have the link right there. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.